It's Monday, July 29th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. State constitutional amendment referenda asked to give the legislature more power in how federal funds are spent. Elmwood ash borer beetles were found in Burnett County, making it a statewide infestation. Barron's and Ladysmith's Main Street projects prepare for lane pavement. And Wisconsin is in the top 12 for agricultural exports. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Wisconsin Republicans are asking voters to take away the governor's power to unilaterally spend federal money, a reaction to the billions of dollars that flowed into the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. Democratic Governor Tony Evers was free to spend that money as he pleased, angering Republicans who wanted the legislature to have oversight. That's what would happen under a pair of related constitutional amendments up for voter approval in the August 13th primary election. The changes would apply to Evers and all future governors and cover any federal money to the state that comes without specific spending requirements, often in response to disasters or other emergencies. Wisconsin officials say the invasive Elmwood ash borer beetle has now spread to every county in the state. The State Department of Natural Resources announced Friday that tests confirmed the beetle was present in trees in Burnett County. The Elmwood ash borer was first discovered in Wisconsin in 2008 in Ozaukee County. Elmwood ash borer larvae bore into ash trees, killing them. The DNR expects the beetle will eventually kill more than 99% of Wisconsin's white, black, and green ash trees. Utility installation is complete on Barron's Main Street project, and crews are now working to finish curb and gutter work. Along LaSalle Avenue, contractors are restoring pavement in the North Alley and between Mill and 3rd Streets. Upcoming work includes laying concrete sidewalk between 3rd and Mill Streets. Ladysmith's Minor Avenue project continues with contractors laying concrete for medians and curbs on the west side of the railroad crossing. The boulevard is nearing completion between 1st and West 3rd Streets. Crews are preparing the site for laying asphalt. The first of two layers is scheduled for early August. Project engineer Teresa Anderson said that the road will remain closed until the project is complete, meaning both layers of asphalt are laid and signs and pavement markings are installed. Governor Tony Evers extends a record number of pardons. Evers granted 153 pardons during his latest round, bringing his total to 1,264. A pardon doesn't clear a person's criminal record, but it restores rights and privileges lost from a felony conviction, such as certain professional licenses, holding public office, or serving on a jury. A list of pardon recipients shows most of the crimes were committed decades ago, some going as far back as 60 years. A person seeking a pardon must have completed their sentence at least 5 years early and have no pending criminal charges. Pardon application instructions can be found by visiting the governor's website. A state committee is studying potential regulation for artificial intelligence in Wisconsin. Bob Haig tells us more.
Committee Chair State Senator Julian Bradley says he hopes the committee's work can help alleviate people's fears about AI.
Is it going to replace me? Is it going to take my job? And the answer is no. The goal is to ensure that AI is used in the right ways so that we're not harming consumers, we're protecting data, and we're also providing yet another tool for employers to use to help make your job a little bit easier.
The committee will hold hearings around the state. Bradley says the goal is to establish guardrails for lawmakers to consider when drafting policy. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin ranks 11th in the country when it comes to crop and meat exports. Sean Maloney has the details.
A progress report from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection shows the state has improved in the ranking, up from 13th in 2021. A bipartisan initiative led to the creation of the Wisconsin Initiative for Agricultural Exports in 2021, when state legislators learned of declining agricultural exports. State Senator Joan Ballweg says the initiative has done a great job of promoting Wisconsin and hopes the state can soon break into the top 10. Alongside DATCAP and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, the Export Initiative works with businesses and state officials with a goal to increase ag exports by 25% by 2026. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.